When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's up, y'all? Kofi Kingston here, and I would love to have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks, depending on what that drink is, preferably non-alcoholic, you know?
How's it going? I'm the Celtic Warrior, Seamus.
Wardlow here.
Soda.
I would love to have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks.
I would love to have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks.
Maple syrup.
Bye-bye.
I would never have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks.
Oh. What's going on over here?
Crap. Oh, close the up. Fuzz.
Computer did something weird. Did you close us up?
Yeah, she got booted, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, but you weren't out of topics, though, were you?
We were pretty much wound up for what we were going to go for.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
We did a hard hour. Yeah.
So we went hard for an hour. All right, cool.
We went hard for an hour. Yeah. Because there really was, honestly, there wasn't much.
Yeah.
It's not, you know what? Because like beginning of the year, same problem we had on Wednesday night was that we did so much wrapping up the year that by the time we came around to New Year, who dis, like, there just wasn't as much. You guys talked about Deanna showing up?
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
About Deanna. We talked about Wrestle Kingdom a little bit. Talked about Jericho Cruz.
Yep. Nick Nevin's showing up in NJPW. That was fucking cool.
Yep.
I'm going to throw out there my hot take for Deanna is for being probably the single most overhyped and under-delivering woman in all of indie wrestling, she's gonna fit right in an AEW.
Well, funny you should say that, because I just love the fact that, because we're talking about Mariah May, how very mid she is. I'm not even mid. Like, I'm like, really? That's not very exciting.
Do you guys think kind of not a lot of her? Like, I've been watching her for about 2 years now. And thinking that she has a lot of potential, but I haven't seen a ton of stuff that made me think she broke through. And I was kind of hoping with her AEW thing, and I haven't seen a ton of it, that she was going to break through, but she's still pretty, like, getting her footing.
It's the match was pretty much by the numbers. Mm. You know, you could tell they were on a timeline. The promo was average.
I thought it was kind of average.
It didn't feel like she was there to set up Deanna. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, I think she has a character presence, kind of like how Jade did, but a totally different presence altogether. But how Jade was almost all charisma and presence. Mariah May comes off very much the same, where her wrestling is fine. It's good enough. She can get by. She's not having match of the year at this point in her career. That doesn't mean she can't get there. But her character is such that she has the potential there to break through character wise, win people over in that sense.
I think her character, and if I'm wrong, the vibes I'm getting is if you were to take Tennille Dashwood and actually like put that bubbly Emma, you know, during Santino days doing the, you know, whatever, that is kind of Mariah May. a scene. And I'm like, you know, it's just for me. I'm like, you're just another like blonde.
Hey, there's nothing that stands out.
Which is true. And that was a huge problem that we had about NXT. We talked about it like 2 weeks ago on episode one. Biggest problem we have with NXT, especially with Cora Jade coming back with a new look. She fits right in and doesn't look different than anybody anymore. And there was someone who came in on deadline and and interrupted a match, and I couldn't tell who it was. They said the name, and then I realized I still didn't know who it was because all I could think was another pretty blonde, and that's it.
Yeah,
you have to do something above and beyond, and Mariah May is in that category, and she has, to her credit, for several years been hardcore Barbie or whatever. I do think, as long as we're talking little indie and potential, Brittany Brooks is someone I've been watching for a little while, and she's got both sides of it. Ton of charisma, ton of ability in the ring. She could have match of the year with the right person, I think, even the next year, if she given the opportunity, right? So she's one to watch. But yeah, it's surprising to me that Mariah hasn't clicked in AEW. I thought she was going to click pretty quick.
Well, she just kind of got her foot in the door. So, I mean, what we saw of her wasn't a lot, but...
And she's Super anchored Vicks by the Barbie Tony.
Overdone. Yeah.
She's anchored by Tony Storm. And that people love that just because they love Tony Storm and they love this character. They love this character, right? Doesn't mean you're going to like the lackey, you know?
Yes.
And I think that also the other thing as well with like, since we're talking about people when they're changing their look, obviously Sky Blue updated herself a little bit because she's doing the thing with Julia Hart. But it's great, though, I think, because it's like, you're not, like, you're heel, yes, but it's not that, you know, like how the outcasts are, you know what I mean? It's a lot more subtle, it's more of, I don't want to say it's good, hopefully it doesn't get, like, mean girlsy, but, you know.
Yep, that's one of the big problems we have. A lot of women think there's only one kind of bitch, and I think that there's more.
And you're right. I've met plenty of them.
Did she's like, let me check my Rolodex.
I'm pretty, you know, I'm pretty.
I got numbers.
Yeah. I'm pretty. Yeah, there's different kinds of bitches. Like, you know, I could be four different types of bitches if you really want me to.
So,
you know?
So I do think that she probably hasn't been given much of a window. And as much as it's like Tony's doing what she's doing, I do think, personally, from my perspective, that even those of us who really like this Tony Storm character, we're getting a little tired of it at this point. And then being the lackey to a character that's starting to run its wheels out is going to be an anchor. She's not able to branch out. She's just associated with that now. So, I mean, give it 2 years. Let's see where she's at, you know?
But if the... Not even 2 years. In the immediate, you know, if... Because they just got through with Athena and her lackey going through the, you know, passing of the torch, whatever, blah, 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 crap. Are they? I really hope they don't do the same thing, like, within 3 months of this, because...
Wait, did Athena lose the title?
She didn't lose the title, but she's feuding with the chick who was...
Billy Starks.
She's not ready.
No, she's not. And it's like, because look at Nick Wayne, okay? Nick Wayne is just a weird phenomenon, right?
Yes.
So you can put a weird Nick Wayne out there, right? But you can't necessarily put Billy Starks because she's not at that level. Like, look at Roxanne Perez, obviously. Yeah. Roxanne Perez? Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, boom.
Yeah.
But with some women, it takes a bit. And it either clicks or it doesn't click.
And some of them just need to grind through it. And my biggest concern with Billy Starks is, as much as I like her and think she's so great, I think she's got so much further to go before she's at that level that we need her at. My fear is that she leaves a bad taste in people's mouths before it's her time to do so, right? Like,
I mean,
if I'm going to be fair and honest, look at the way you talk about Ricochet. You've been wrong about Ricochet for almost 2 years now because he's left a certain taste in your mouth early on. He's this way. Yeah. He's not this way. And you don't watch everything he does week to week. So it's also fair to you. Not that he's on TV week to week. But when you go out there too fast, too soon, and you're not ready, sometimes people go, that's how they are. Look how people talk about Dominic Mysterio. People still try to pretend he can't wrestle. They still try to pretend he can't promo. They still try to pretend he's actually terrible at this thing, that he's going out there on the highest level and getting the biggest reactions of an entire building, which is the whole point of all of it.
Yeah, exactly. And
I've heard people say that Dominic, you know, that's all piped in. I'm like, no, dude, I've heard cell phone footage from people in the crowd that it's not piped in. People just did. He's hailing it.
Yeah.
You can tell when it's piped in. Like, I think that World's End, really, when Jericho came out with Judas, that was a telling, it's really piped in. How much of it is piped in was my question, but you know, is it what it is. But Ricochet, they should not have brought him up until he was more comfortable with the mic.
That's what I mean. Some of these guys, like, and some of them, that's my fear. I mean, he's gotten way more comfortable, and I think he's so much better. And his whole back and forth with Logan Paul this past year was fucking phenomenal and underrated.
Oh,
and people didn't give it the credit it deserved.
Oh, yeah.
But my fear for Billy Starks is she's not ready yet, and they're starting to put her out there. Nick Wayne's also not really ready yet. Remember Top Flight when they came out and I said they're not polished as people think they are? And things have not gone their way, probably due to injuries more than their ability to get there, but also who they're working with.
Yeah.
I don't think putting Billy in a program with Athena is the move if you want to get her TV ready.
No.
That's not a knock on Athena, but Athena's just never been able to carry somebody to the next level. She's still working on herself, and she's doing phenomenal. But
But the problem
is she that next level?
ROH actually has some really decent women who are on day in and out. Like Hirsch, now Rachel Ellering is there.
Isn't Mercedes still doing shit over there? Not Mercedes Moné, the Mercedes Martinez.
Yeah, Mercedes Martinez. Yeah. She and Diamante, because they want to do tag belts. So I know that that was one they're looking at. But they've got a lot of really talented women over there.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks that a lot of them aren't doing that crossover, you know. But I mean, is what it is. So,
yeah.
But I think that it'd be very interesting to see. And I think, like, to go back to Top Flight, it's funny because they've acknowledged actually in a promo that that I think Dante cut. He was with Renee, I think. And he was like, you know,
they haven't been healthy.
And they know that, you know.
Yeah.
But that's what I caught was kind of cool is they even acknowledged the fact that they can't stay healthy. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. Okay, cool. Because they are pretty good, you know. Yeah. It's just, can you stay healthy?
And that's a trick. And if your style is such that you cannot, then that's not a style that's viable long term. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can get yourself a buzz, and it's not a knock on Joey Janela, what I'm about to say, but he can throw himself off a fucking building into a truck bed and get a lot of buzz. But when they put him on TV, is he delivering? And he had a really hard time in the beginning there because they wouldn't let him do what he wanted to do. And I'll give you that. He made a lot out of himself despite what was given to him. And it was all kind of tail end and back end shit. But you get yourself a ton of notoriety one way, and then they throw you out there. What's happening? And he's in this fucking... He had his early goings in AEW was rough and terrible. Just was.
Yep.
He wasn't ready for it. He's ready now.
No.
Right now, he could
be
the top.
Ready now.
Yeah, he could be the top of the card in AEW, no problem. He could be in the championship title picture, and I wouldn't even blink. But at the moment he went in, he was riding off that buzz. And that's my concern is that a lot of these people are getting a lot of buzz, and then they're getting that, I wouldn't even say the rocket, but like, you remember those Evel Knievel toys, Digi, where you'd pull that little thing through it, and it would wind it up and shoot it?
And it go, boom. Yep.
It's like that.
You're like Duke Kaboom, Toy Story 4.
Yes.
Yes. But I've actually played with the toy.
Yes, you have. I know you did, dude. You got one for Christmas one year, I bet.
Hell yeah.
So, all right. Well, since you guys did last call and I came and interrupted.
Maybe this could be a soundbite.
A quick little buyback for you. No, we can go ahead and.
I mean.
The boss is here.
Yeah, I know the boss is here.
The final boss.
Yeah.
I'm calling you the final boss. That's your
the final boss, the ace. We're in trouble now.
Mm-hmm. Everybody clean up.
Yep. So this little extra with the final boss couldn't have happened without our fun friends over at Fans First Sports Network. So thanks, guys, for keeping the lights on.
You know how proud I am of you.
Amanda?
Yeah, because she got the name
right. She got the name right. It's insane. A big old cheers to Christopher Willis being in the chat, cheering me on over there.
I know. Willis is there. Willis said that I was a professional.
He's the dude,
wrestling shows. What is that?
He got the one shirt that's just our logo. And it's not even the final logo. It was like the middle road logo. And he still saw it and said, "Fuck yeah, I'm doing it." So he's a boss.
And he bought it, and he bought it in purple.
And he wore it to an AEW show. Like, how fucking sick.
He did. People were asking about it. And it's like, that's our show.
Shirts that get the most people asking about it typically are the drinking buddy shirts, because people remember the wrestling buddies and they ask what's going on. Mm-hmm. But the idea that he rocked a Wrestling on the Rock shirt to an AEW show, I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. I should have bought him that shirt.
I need to order another shirt to wear on the Jericho cruise.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm thinking I'm gonna wear Wrestling on the Rock shirts.
Yeah, we should do that. I'll show you. Maybe I'll even give you my login. I think we can get kind of a few. You can get a couple samples, but not many. Mm-hmm. So if you were to get a couple samples, it's for then you can have them, and then you can have them. Yeah. But outside of that, most of the stuff I get is actually for wholesale. And to be honest, for anybody who is listening, wrestlingontherocks.com/shop will take you to our, I believe it's a Teespring that we're using. I've only marked everything up by $1. We make literally only $1 on every piece of merchandise on that thing. And I do believe there is some things that are a little more expensive. I believe like the wine tumbler, I believe we make 25 cents because I think it's so cool that I want people to have it and I don't care if I make money on it. So
exactly.
Yeah. So
was that
so,
producer lady laughing in the background?
That was absolutely her laughing at me in the background.
Love it.
So for the record, a lot of people you see are selling $30, $40, $50 t-shirts, and it's because that's the markup they'd like to make. We are so honest. We're telling you right up front. We're not even trying to get you to buy me a beer. I just want you to have our merch, dude. Like, if you like us at all, we're breaking even. We're paying literally the thing. I get $1 in my account. To be honest, Willis bought that shirt. I still haven't made enough on that website to cash out. It can't send me money yet. I've gotten four or five people to order off of it. None of it has made enough because I put such a low bar on what I'm bringing in that they will not send me the check. Yeah. It's not worth it for them. So please go buy some stuff at wrestlingontherocks.com/shop and just enjoy it, knowing full well that we're just here for the party, guys. We're not here for anything else.
Other shirt that people love. Okay, John Cena loved the Pointless Aggression.
Cena loved that shirt. It was his favorite shirt he saw all day.
I'm a fan.
And you know what people love is they love my episode one shirt. That's like the Star Wars.
Yes.
Looking font.
Yeah, episode one.
It's Star Wars.
Yes. I've had a bunch of people come over to me like, oh my God, that shirt is so great. I love Jar Jar and stuff. I'm like, dude, you didn't even read it.
Dude, this isn't. Did you read it?
It's so fucking smart, dude. It says Wrestling on the Rocks episode one again in Star Wars font. It's so fucking funny. Uh-huh. Every time I wear it, I giggle. Yeah. So, but
yeah, I know I'm going to get a sponsored, not sponsored. I can't remember if we have yellow.
Do you want me to make a yellow one?
Yeah, because if I can do a yellow one, because they have Deck Wars and I'm not bringing the onesie, I'm not bringing the pineapple again.
What's Deck Wars?
Freaking everyone was amused. I'm not doing that. No, I'm not even dressing up for the prom.
But I
will cosplay. I think I'm going to cosplay as Timeless Toni Storm.
That would be interesting. So wait, you need a yellow shirt for the cruise?
Well, yellow t-shirt, yeah. I didn't know if we had any of them in yellow.
All right.
I thought we did.
If sponsored, not sponsored, which I believe is kind of your gimmick, I'll make sure that one comes in yellow. Yep. Maybe a banana yellow, so you could say it's a banana milkshake sponsored, not sponsored.
Yep. There you go. I like that. This is a lemon slush. They have real fruit lemon. God damn you. No, but that's because I was like, man, I really, since the wrestlers who are on the boat, I don't have really any shirts.
All right.
I do, but I don't. So that's why I'm like, yeah, I'd rather wear support us because, you know, like.
And you wear it again.
I think, yeah, like, not only just that too, but like, obviously episode one shirt's going, that's already in my pile of what am I going to wear? Because I'm not going to wear like.
How many days do you need a yellow shirt? Is it a one day only thing?
Well, only just one. Only just one.
Because also, there's no reason why you shouldn't be wearing the Drinking Buddy shirt that has you on it.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what, too? Mm-hmm. Before you do it, I'll throw one up where it's you and Digi for Thursday Night Chaser.
What? Ooh.
That way you can have the first print of the you and Digi t-shirt.
So, oh, that'd be awesome.
All right.
Do we still have stickers?
I think they're up there.
Are they up there?
Okay. I haven't pulled anything down. I don't know if I did it or not, but there was a while there was a lot of talks about putting up a shower curtain. I don't know if it's still up, but we had a shower curtain for a period of time.
What was on the shower curtain?
I think it was just the logo.
A shower curtain with our faces on it, that feels more like a threat, less like a merch, you know?
The little wrestling buddies. Oh my God.
Can you imagine Bishop's face just staring at you from the other side of the shower curtain? Fuck that.
Can you imagine walking into someone's bathroom and they have just a bunch of wrestling buddies of random weirdos from the internet?
That would be startling. That's Halloween material.
Yeah, absolutely.
They would be. What is this? I'm like, that's obviously someone really dedicated. That would be, I don't know, I don't even know who would buy that.
I don't know.
I mean, I would because I have no taste, but, you know.
He goes, that's going right into the guest bathroom.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, all bathrooms are the guest bathroom eventually, you know?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Well,
you know, I need to get a little drape for behind me because we're getting my walls. We're going to give me, so I'm not a fish tank anymore. Oh. But I could use that as a drape.
I'd be so good, dude.
What is up with your office? You have this thing with weird, like, wrestling figures on it. And
what if I figured out a way to just make it, it was a whole bunch of just your wrestling buddy of you.
I don't think I'd want that.
Oh. You want a bunch of clumps?
Well, I don't know. Like, if there's a market for it and people want that, then great.
We can give you a bunch of clumps.
Great. I mean, you know, Willis would probably get the curtain. I mean, you know.
Willis might.
Yeah, Willis, would you get the curtain? I don't know if he's still.
Willis is a real man. Willis, he'll do it.
Yeah, he'll man up. Might. He's your wrestle buddy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't scared of shit.
You know. Have we thought about actually making the Wrestle Buddies? Because like Ethan Page made them.
I have. They're like $100 a piece. Ones? Yeah, they're like $100 a piece. So I've thought about seeing if I
can convince my little ones?
Yeah, my grandma sews and she's like looking for more sewing projects. And I've really thought about being like, hey, grandma, how about you sew me some merch?
How about I put you in a sweatshop, grandma?
Yeah. Look, grandma, here's the deal. I'll give you 25 cents a pop.
Yeah.
Crank them out.
Well, you know what I wanted to do is because I don't know how to really do it very well, but I wanted to teach myself since I crochet. I wanted to teach myself how to do that, the little like amigurumi or whatever the frick they call it. Like there's someone who made like the Young Bucks, and they made all these different wrestlers.
I've actually been looking at those too. I thought about doing that too. I saw some kits for like Office and Star Wars, and I was like, dude, maybe I should get into this. Like, this is something I could do on the couch.
But you know what? It's like it's a lot of labor.
Yeah, it's true.
You know,
I'm not a big fan of breathing. So,
You know, honestly, I mean, there's other. If you want to shill for things, there's other things that you can do.
Yeah,
but you know, I mean, we're not in this for money.
No, we're not. We're in it.
Although I should have asked people, hey, donate money so you can help me buy my drink package at. On the cruise.
If they were donating that kind of money, I would just go on the cruise. Like, I can't afford the cruise. That's why I'm not going there. That's why I haven't gone for the last, like, several years. I can't afford it. I've asked people going if they can get me on some sort of guest list or something, and it's not worked. So.
But too bad you started working for Medusa.
She's not going on the cruise.
Yeah.
No, the last time she went.
She went on the cruise?
Yeah.
Well, she didn't take me along. I'll tell you that right fucking now.
No, because you weren't around. But I'm sure she would have if you. Yeah, she would have done a podcast probably.
Well, we could have, but I mean, even WrestleCon didn't pan out the way we thought it would. But I mean, well, I'm still trying to figure out.
I'll tell you why.
Huh.
WrestleCon sucks because, dude, Mike is just, yeah, ever since his wife died, like, Mike's just not into it.
Yeah, I've heard a few things, you know, but, but it is what it is.
Too.
I will, yeah. Not here for the money, but we are here for the camaraderie, the palling around with our drinking buddies. Mm-hmm. And guys, that's been a little bit of an extra spurt on top of your drink. It's the after party. Mm-hmm. So wash your mouth out and get ready for next week for a brand new episode one.
Yay!
Right here in the dive bar of the IWC. Guys, that's another last call.
Cheers.
The revenge.
Producer lady here. Thanks for tuning in. Continue to support and buy us a drink by putting the I in subscribe and reviewing our podcast. And cheers to Fans First Sports Network for keeping the dive bar lights on.
I would never have a drink with wrestling on the rocks.